Everybody, well, happy Wednesday. Today's date is August 16, 2017. Here the date for you. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a little more energy there. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And to see if that's helped you a little bit. And let's clear away. Let's first bring up the light beam. So here comes light beam energy. Peace into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We have a situation going on. We'll clear away that one timeline, what you're thinking about. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Or we'll bring Michelle on. So Michelle, are you... Well, tonight?
I am here. Hello, and welcome, everybody, to Creation Light Shift, the Wednesday night show. We have a whole bunch of emails in the email box, and I'm ready to start reading all the different stuff we have going on.
Okay, yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah, the first, I know you had a little discussion, I believe, on the last show about loneliness or just simply being alone. So this person wrote, feeling the same way, learning to be alone or on my own. I find going to music events alone is enjoyable. And local theater shows, it gives me enough connection without feeling supported to anyone.
Yeah, that's good.
Hmm. Well, that was interesting. Kind of feels like, you know, there's other people around you and stuff, but yeah, you're not really being courted. So that's kind of cool. Okay, let's see here. Let me try and find a couple others. There was one or two that I had forwarded to you, Ron, so I'm sure you'll find those. And one of them was about the goings-on that is going to take place on Monday. If you wanted to read about that, I know you guys had already discussed it a little bit. Okay, this one says, last Saturday on 8/11, Ron made our fence reel. I have a 25-year-old jade plant that had been looking old and droopy and very dull in color. When he was making it reel, I could see and feel the aura surrounding the plant. Monday morning, I was shockingly surprised to see the plant and tree very shiny and looking so alive. The colors of green just shone so brightly. Even new sprouts were growing in. Thank you, Ron, for bringing new life to this old plant.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Do you remember doing that?
Yeah, vaguely, yes. Very good. Yeah, okay. I remember I did some garden plants or something on one of the calls there.
Yeah, and there was also something about the water, so that the water could help the plant. I remember that from last week.
I can remember that we did something with, I know I did an hour of watering. Maybe that was on a Sunday call. People could water their gardens and plants and stuff. I remember doing something else with plants on one of the events that we had. Maybe that was first of the week here, I think. So back to you.
Okay. All right, so the first question says, are the members of the Galactic Federation depicted in the Urantia materials? Do you know what the Urantia materials are? It's a book. It's a very big book. And it's obviously some type of a alien transmission book, just because the way it's written, it's incredibly intricate, detailed, and very mental. So if you're not familiar with it, I'll just go on to the rest of the question, because I highly suspect that they are being represented in that book. So the question says, have there been many aliens that have turned to the light in the Galactic Federation, or are most of them still serving the dark?
Well, if they went to the light, I probably wouldn't know about that, and they'd just be gone. and they would not really come back here again to shell themselves. So if they were able to escape the darkness, that would be good. So I don't have any information at all on things like that.
But as far as you know, there is still a Galactic Federation floating around?
They kind of rejoin, and then we take them out, and they rejoin again. So I don't know what the percentage is, what it used to be before we started terminating them. So I don't like looking for trouble, you know?
Right. You don't want to look there to find out.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so this next one says, the soul family disconnection keeps our soul family dead or alive from experiencing through us. What is the best way to discern, hold on a second, what is the best way to discern if it is our issue or a soul family member hacking into our life?
No way to know. You are doing everything which the soul family is doing also, so it'd be hard to say if it was your issue that you chose to deal with in this lifetime or if it's someone else's issue in the soul family or if it's a group type of situation. So I'm not sure how big soul families are. Now maybe there could be 500 people incarnated in soul families, so you could be doing the same, a similar type of, just like you use the word research, whatever the aliens chose for you to do, and you're doing that, and from there they take your energy. So it's hard to say if it's yours or someone else, but you're all connected anyway, so it really wouldn't make too much of a difference. That's why you want to do the natal chart. I mean, nail barcode so you can get it off of you. Separated.
Okay. So, Ron, this is a question. I think it comes from somebody, you know, wondering about the last 2,000 years, basically, since the last time the Creation Light Ship was here. It says, thank you so much for being here for us all. Since we have more darkness now than 2,000 years ago, yet we have internet now to spread the word, will Ascension have more souls this time to be clear enough to ascend?
I would say yes.
Well, that's good.
Feels that way. So back to you.
Wonderful. I always had a question about the last 2,000 years. When that, you know, few seconds or whatever, when it occurred the last time, did it clear out the entities that were here at that time? And are the entities only 2,000 years old, or did they stick around and there's still older entities still here?
Boy, I can't answer that one. That's a real good question. Let me look here. The entities did come back that were, here. So I would say yes, they just followed people, connected to people, went inside people. Then when the people are brought back, then the entities followed. So yeah, the same entities would be here before and after that ascension point.
Wow, just like any darkness that was here previously.
Yeah, it just, it's like closing your eyes and opening your eyes up, and all of a sudden, it's just maybe same day, different hour, you know?
Well, it seems unfortunate, really. I often think sometimes, you know, that so much behavior is probably entity-driven. Maybe anger, addictions, depression, moodiness, you know, whether happy or sad, whatever. But makes me wonder how much is entity driven if we could, you know, if more people could constantly do those entity clearings, or if we could find a way to clear them that, you know, it might be easier to just be yourself. But I'm sure those energies are extremely heavy. Because as we were reminded a couple shows ago, it takes a minimum of about, did you guys say like 32 hours to clear an entity out of you? Or would that be a group of entities out of a person?
I would say that would probably be pretty correct, yeah. So it takes a lot to get rid of them, because they can keep coming back, but as you keep working on it and working on it, then they can eventually kind of drop out. So yeah, I'd say that would be correct.
It just seems like entire races of people have aspects, you know, and everybody has something in every country. And it's probably the entities that had experienced your DNA that are living in those people. And so they continue with certain beliefs or behaviors or whatever.
Yeah, I'd say that'd be correct, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's where we get different people not liking certain skin colors, you know. They don't know why, but, you know, they just don't like it. It's because, you know, maybe they were in battle with those people or something happened, you know, a long time ago, but they still carry that in their DNA. And the entities that lived back then could just body hop, you know, hundreds of years into to a person or into you, and you don't know why you have these strange beliefs, but they have the belief because they, you know, lived that. They don't like that type of person, you know, with green skin, you know. That's sort of how you have to look at it, and the entities come in, and that's why we have, you know, road rage and stuff like that, and probably even wars because of that. So back to you.
Okay, so how could we make it easier to get rid of entities? Is there a way that we, because we probably all experience this, whether or not we're doing the clearing, but let's say we do the clearing, but we want it to completely end or stop or slow down or, you know, eventually stop collecting entities. Is there a timeline crash we could do, since we're all experiencing it, to stop accumulating entities?
Boy, each one would have an issue. So entities have their own particular issue or addiction and addiction that they like doing. So you need to focus on what your addiction would be, and then keep working on it, and eventually, you know, get rid of the entity or entities that are causing that. It's, you know, you just kind of see where you all of a sudden change a little bit, or you're changing your personality, we'll say. That would probably be an entity coming in. So back to you.
Okay, so you would write the issue, but you would also specifically say the entities that are causing that issue as a timeline crash. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, good to know, because, wow, they can really, really cause havoc, and people just think it's just me. They just think, oh, that's just the way I am. I just happen to like eating, you know, 3 pounds of ice cream every day, and it's like, no, that's probably an entity. They don't realize that they can get rid of it. So,
yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, moving on. The next question says, "What is the difference between the dark side control clearing and the dark side practitioner clearing?" I'm not sure about that one.
Not even the dark side mind control, possibly.
Oh, that's right. Does that sound like two different ones?
Yeah, they're similar and different at the same time. So,
mm-hmm.
Some people are doing something to you. Is the dark side practitioner, and the mind control is how you're being directed externally by some energy coming to you. So one is that you're focusing on the mind. Kind of worry about the body. What's happening to the body? What's kind of going on with you? Aches and pains and things, or getting things, or doing something that would typically be somebody doing a spell on you, which would be the dark side practitioner. So back to you.
Okay. All right. I hope that cleared it out. If you have any more questions, listener, just please write back, and we will try and answer it even more. Okay, so we just got some new things. Okay, it says, this is a song. I don't know if I remember this song. I kind of vaguely remember the title, but I don't know if I've ever heard it. It says, was listening to The Only Living Boy in New York, a song by Simon and Garfunkel. There's a line that goes, half of the time we're gone and we don't know where. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know the song?
I can remember it vaguely, yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, well, I had forwarded this to you, Ron. It is about solar eclipse. It's happening on Monday. Stay inside if you don't want to be abducted. You mentioned that it may bring in some interesting energies, so I guess we'll have to deal with that when it happens.
Yeah, so like I say, stay on Sunday timeline if you can. Just use the same date again, just like you're staying 48 hours on Sunday, and try not to notice that, it's getting dark outside. We go someplace with lots of lights, or maybe go take a movie in, Watching a movie when it happens, you won't even know that it's getting darker. That's one way to look at it, and, I think it'll be a major abduction time for people, and it's a rebooting. If you don't stay with that day, if you get rebooted, then it'll be like we normally do at the first of the year. We stay on that previous December day, and then you're not rebooted into the new alien timeline. So that's what I would guess doing.
Okay, so if you can, go to a movie. Sounds cool. Okay, well, one of our listeners got one of the cellular charged Merkabas, probably from a conference. It says, I have been putting my dinner plate on the charged cellular Merkaba I received from CLS, and the food tastes better and looks better, and my body is assimilating it better. And then they actually updated us just recently. It says, update, the foods and drinks are so vibrant. I only eat half of what I used to, and I am full. Wow. I'm going to try that.
That's very good, yeah. It's giving you that much more life force energy.
Interesting.
And when I make it personal for people, after they get one, then it has your own particular energy that you are, in your cells in that. So, and that way it would be body compatible for whatever you use it on. So great. Very good.
Yeah. That is an awesome idea, listener. I know that people have gotten them at the conferences. If you want one, Ron, and somebody hasn't been to the conference, is there a way that they can get one from you?
Yeah, you just request it, and I think it's $15, $5 shipping, and we can send one out to you. And then I would call you. I need your phone number after you receive it so I can connect with you to activate it as you're holding it in your hands.
Okay.
So, at least out of you. Why?
I think I missed that last part. I think there was a little disconnection or something.
You have it in your hands or holding it, either way.
Oh, right. Okay. So maybe they could do it would be 15 plus 5, so a $20 donation on PayPal or the website. And then when they get the receipt, email you the receipt saying this was for a cellular macabre with their address, possibly?
Yeah. I just put that macabre in the a subject line. Well, then you put the word purchase after that would work fine, too.
Okay. Cool. I would highly suggest this. If anyone doesn't have it, it's really amazing. It's gorgeous. And it's like a picture. It's predominantly blue, but it has this amazing design on it. And you can see when Ron is actually putting your energy into that. It is specific for you, and you can see it actually light up. There's different colors that will become brighter as he does it. And then I have mine hanging in my bedroom. It seems to just help with the energy of the room. It helps with my personal energy. But this is a fantastic idea to do that with food. So I think I'm going to try that. I have mine framed. So and there's no problem setting something on it. It's just glass. It won't hurt it. So, yeah, that's a great idea, listener. Thank you very much. Okay, Ron, so somebody was asking for a little bit more direction on, can you explain again how to do the death barcodes on a car or a truck? Or
you first find out from me, you put down, you know, send me an email, number one, and then ask, you know, I have a so-and-so car, you know, how many death barcodes, basically. You may have more than one car or something like that, so I could, you know, you could put down whatever you have there, then I'll send you back the information, you know, on a forward email, and I'll put down the number next to the car that you listed. And then from there, you just put that, purchase the death barcode for your car, you could probably just do it after your name. So if you already did the death barcode, then just use the your same clearing and just put your car there after your name and do as many as is required. And I don't know if you have to do all of the three parts or not. I don't know how to address that. You want to get the barcode off, and your car could have emotional energy on it, so and it has a spirit, so you may want to do the whole thing on it and just see if that helps a lot. But the barcode itself would be the main thing. And the barcode could be on your car because of a previous driver or owner, and you could inherit those barcodes, even though it doesn't pertain to you, but the car is still a target. So back to you.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, and I know, like, I have done the clearing for a location as a remote location and just explained my car. And I cleared it for energies and all the different choices that are given, and it really helped the feel of the car. But I had not considered that it would have possibly its own death barcodes or types of things that could lead to issues. So I'm going to take advantage of that and send you an email and find out how many I have. So great idea. And so can we do that with all of our, like, larger vehicles or things like that?
Yeah, typically be what you're driving, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't think too many people have a lot of cars. They have a couple, possibly. But, you know, you could have three or four. Maybe you're a car collector. Maybe you're maybe working on a car, restoring a car or something. So it could have a lot of energies on it. Let's just say that you get a 30 Model A Ford or something that you're restoring, and that's pretty old. Well, you're going back in time a lot. And how many owners have that car had? And so right away, maybe you're trying to fix the car, and you keep having troubles in that process. You know, you go, wow, is this thing just running into problems that shouldn't be there, and it just compounds working on it, and I don't want to look at this again because things keep breaking as I try to fix them, et cetera. Well, that could be the death barcodes going off. you're kind of scratching your head, what's going on? Mm. So, anyway, that's another thing you could look at if you've had, like, a, say, trauma clearing. So you bought yourself a trauma clearing, and maybe you realize that, yeah, you know, you know that your car, you know, got hit by something and it wrecked the door, and they had to replace the door. Well, normally that'd be a simple thing. But was that other door, you know, in an accident also? Or maybe they just repaired your door without replacing it, and now your car has trauma on the door. I think this is kind of going all different directions here with what your car could have. But remember, you know, if you get a clearing for yourself, then you could do it on your vehicle. So, and there could be trauma there. So very interesting. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ron, ahead of time for all of us to get that information, how many death barcodes our vehicles may carry. And thank you for making it so that there is a way to make our vehicles healthier, because we need them to get around. Okay. This next listener would like to know if a certain practice might be beneficial, and it kind of sounds like something that you may not recommend, so I'll just kind of quickly touch on, they're curious as to whether or not a specific group meditation at a certain time in a certain place may help. And do you want to maybe explain what you've said about that in the past, like why meditation or choosing specific times or places might not work out the way
you're outside of yourself, and you're connecting to mass consciousness of people that maybe want the same thing that you do, and you're connected to all of them. So it's all bad. You don't want to do anything in groups like that as you're getting the mass mind consciousness. What are those people thinking? What's their past experiences? You know. Anyway, that's what you don't want to do. Well, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I would say just from looking at the description that they had given, it would not be recommended at all to be involved with that. It's best to stay away from that. They ask at the end of the question, would doing this help? And I have to ask, help what? It would help the aliens to have more control over you. It probably wouldn't help you or anybody else or the planet. So probably best to stay home and do your clearing. Okay, this is about also speaking about the loneliness that you guys had discussed as a topic. It says, lack of connection. I'm currently experiencing feelings of loneliness and isolation. I've not been very social in the past few years and have become like a hermit. Often being alone feels great, but I miss friendships and spending time with people. I've always found most people boring and have a hard time finding people on my wavelength. Please comment and offer suggestions. Thank you.
Yeah, just seem to find a way to feel better about yourself, and, you know, that's the whole thing. Twin flame clearing could help, more than one. I'm still a little backed up and need to find some time, because it takes me a while to do that clearing sometimes. But if you need to get your sensory clearing, that can take me 4 hours. So I'm a little backed up with that. I have one that I need to do, and it's just I'm just having difficulties doing that. So anyway, maybe I could do it shortly here for the person that's probably listening. Oh, I'm thinking of you. Anyway, the whole thing is you're lonely because of not having your twin flame and your home base energy is what it boils down to. So back to you.
And as I recall, and I'm not looking at it right now, but I believe in the list of healings, loneliness as a generational healing is an option, but I don't think loneliness as a whole life healing is an option. Would it be possible for someone to clear loneliness as a whole life issue under the special clearing, if that is the case?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good. Then, you know, I guess that would erase any of that type of emotion that had been stored in the body, and it would be like getting a fresh start. Because I know there are people that are alone, but they're not necessarily lonely. They do find, you know, something. Or, you know, I don't know, people could have a partner and then do certain clearings on their partner just enough to make it comfortable to be with the person. They can enjoy them. So, okay, well, Ron, since you did touch on the 4-in-1 session that you are going to be doing at some point when you have some time, could you tell us again the requirements for the 4-in-1 session? That is a question that just came up.
Well, it varies according to the person that I'm working with. You need your emotional whole life, mental whole life, fear, possibly trauma. Sensory clearing that I do over the phone with people, that could take 2 to 4 hours to do. You probably need planet clearing, planet star vortexes, maybe anxiety. So, anyway, you could tell me what you have done so far. That was a paid clearing, but the free ones are not counted because they're working with external energies outside of yourself. And remember, your problems are internal, so they're not external. So you need to know how much, I need to know how much you've done on yourself to see if you're going to be able to allow yourself to connect to these energies that are not located here, typically. All back to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so the next one, it says, one more detail I was picking up on last night's show. I didn't know what this meant until last night when you said, rump space-time crashes with 10% of the time you ran the others. So do you mean if I run all 7 options and timeline crashes simultaneously, let's say for 120 minutes each, you then run the space times for 12 minutes times 7, equaling 84 minutes, or do you run them for 12 minutes?
Yeah, that sounds correct, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just the 12 minutes?
Yeah, so 12 minutes would be 12 hours, it would be down to 12 minutes, 10%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So, 1200. Okay, so, yes, if you have, say, 120 minutes, you're going to run it for 10% of the time, which would come down to about 12 minutes. It's not for each of the 7 windows because it's only still one subject. So you're going to timeline, you're going to space-time crash the one subject. It doesn't matter that it's vortex and muscle memory and upside down. So it's just space-time crash one time for the one subject. So I hope that clears it up. They've said that they would like it to read, if the statement could say, once you run a timeline crash, do the space-time crash for 10% of the running time you did the timeline crash. But that could just be the understanding. So really the answer is just 10% of the time you ran the timeline crash, but it's still only for one subject.
Yeah.
I think it clears it up. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to let you talk for a little while, Ron. Is there any healing that you would like to do tonight?
See if anybody felt any problem with the date today.
that we cleared at the beginning of the hour here. So I'll just wait a little bit, and we'll just see if anybody felt something, leave them. And if they did, then I can see how what we need to do to help out there. Back to you.
Okay. All right, let's see here. So, oh my goodness, we have all these green rooms coming in. Okay, so light being, dear Ron, I would like to know your thoughts about Mahanta, the spiritual teacher from Ekankar. Is he truly a light being, or is he from the fake light? This is important for me to know. I am not familiar with this person.
I don't know who the person is, and I don't comment on other people, so I don't know.
Okay. All right, so this one says about Immaculate Conception clearing. Ram has mentioned in the past that when Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, he had an Immaculate Conception with no DNA. What does the Immaculate Conception clearing that Ron offers do for us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll help you to clear off some of that energy off of you that's still really, really heavy. It can't take everything off, but it will take off maybe the major major issue or something that you've had throughout your whole life. It could help with that. So it tends to help clean out some of the DNA that you're dealing with that's, you know, just a horrible situation going on. Well, back to you.
Okay, good. Okay, so this says, while you timeline crash on one computer, is it okay at the same time on another computer to run the mind fog?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay. With
the free clearance, you could run on a different computer. I don't see any negative aspect or harm coming to you at all doing those on another computer. Just that when you do a lot of clearing, maybe whole lifetime clearings or something, as you're taking things out of you, then all of a sudden you may get kind of tired. And that's the only problem. So you don't want to fatigue your body because it's trying to integrate, you know, and release the old. So back to you.
Okay, so there's actually a second part of a question of the same one. It says, and to have about 3 mind fog tabs open for 3 different people running, is that okay?
Boy. I don't think I would do that. I would have each person on their own computer. So I would say just you, one person at a time at each computer, yes. But not of a whole bunch of people.
Okay. Because would that affect the person who's running the computer, basically? Would that affect their, like, would that mix up their energy with the people that they're also clearing?
It really shouldn't, but I guess it's all possible. It depends how the aliens are working behind the scenes before the clearing is being activated. So another way of saying that is that the energy could, if you're doing one person then going to another, aliens could try to connect the two people together, which you don't want. It's nothing to do with what the clearing is doing, but the aliens are seeing happening. If you support with one person, you know, on your computer screen, then, you know, that person is, you know, connected directly to the light ship. When you have more than one person, it's possible they could stop time and kind of mix people together a little bit. That's why I don't like having people do multiple people on one computer. Oh, back to you.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to announce again, in case anyone wanted to plan ahead, that Ron does have a very special call coming up, and it's called the placenta healing. And as you know, placenta is the liquid fluid from your mother that you swim around in when you are being made as a baby, and also a pin removal on the same day. It is Saturday, September 2nd, 1 o'clock, and that is Pacific Standard Time. It will last for approximately 3 hours, and it's about $50 per person, and they just do that, again, as a donation on PayPal, on the Creation Lights Group website, and then once you get the email, I believe you email it to Ron, and he will get us the codes to make the phone call.
Not now, because PayPal has made it just strange what they're doing. So I would not purchase that yet. Wait probably a week or so. We're trying to get the codes being sent out, but they have something strange with their programming. So anyway, I wouldn't buy it until the last week before that. We're working on it right now, trying to get it fixed. So, and the placenta actually has, for what I could see, more life force energy than you. So it was, for me, kind of traumatic to watch what I was seeing doing the clearing for the first time. And it was, when the placenta was actually dying, it was like awful.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get into it too much. Worst thing that I have ever seen. The life form, because it was actually had more life force energy as it left the mother and got separated from you, we'll say. It was like much more energy than the baby had than it was being killed. So had to kind of dampen down what we put out, what we have now, which we'll be sending out. Actually, the dying of your placenta, what I'll be clearing, which is attached to you energetically to this day. So,
wow.
It was worse seeing that than it was seeing spirits in the boxes. Right, back to you. So that's my take on it.
That is interesting. Interesting. I guess, I don't know, I'm probably not the only person to think that. I've never heard of anything like that, that it would be so intense and that had so much energy to it.
Yeah, it is incredible. So, anyway, I don't want to go into it too much. So back to you.
Okay, well, great, but I'm sure many of us will be on the call, so we won't buy it yet. We'll wait to hear more word from you on how to do that, okay? So this is another question. It says, regarding spells and curses, my mother is continuously being attacked by one individual in particular with dark magic spells. Is there a way that this person can be removed completely from my mother's reality, mm-hmm, as they are continuously trying to ruin her life? For example, is there a way to timeline crash, or is there a way timeline crashing can be used to remove this person? Many thanks for your help.
Well, I'll ask the people listening for information on that. It gets to be very, that's one of the worst things to deal with is when somebody is doing Ojo on you, you know? Let me see here. I'll have to ask other people. I've done many clearings with people in person years ago with that, and it's intense sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
As this one person who was Chinese, I won't say who he is, but he has a big following, especially in L.A., I think. He would actually when he got upset with somebody, show up in their room at night, be above their bed looking down upon them. So that was a difficult one for me to deal with. A lot of these people have masters that or somebody who trained them, and so when they get into trouble, they call upon the person that knows more of the ritual stuff than they do. And so it gets to be very, just awful. That same person would have this couple at they're probably in Hollywood. I can't remember. This has been so long ago, but they had two children, and that practitioner actually had a glass, I think it was a glass painting or something, glass over a painting, fall off the wall next to the children, and it could have really hurt them, but it didn't, you know. So he has a doctor in it before his first name, and his last name has four letters in it. I can't go much more into that. What I would suggest, maybe, I don't know, if being enlisted with the time-traveling soldiers could help, plus the, you know, being your mother would be even more difficult, probably, you know, because they wouldn't want to probably do this. But if you're, you know, enlisting yourself and you had problems like this, maybe, you know, you could get some help with your bodyguards that you have, the time-traveling soldiers. I've heard of different stories and things, and I had events that they actually came and, you know, did things that were, you know, calmed down a situation, put it that way. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron, very much. And they didn't say whether or not they had bought person effective spell clearing for their mother, but do you think that that would help for her to have that?
And what's she doing herself? How many clearings has she had herself? You know, this is a real common thing that I get from people, that they want to help somebody, haven't had an emotional clearing yet, haven't had their mental clearing, haven't had trauma. So you're trying to go in there, you know, trying to help them by doing one clearing, and it's, you know, probably not going to help that much. You know, not that it couldn't help, but, you know, what you need to say to me is, Ron, now I'm helping out my mother. I'm getting, I already have for her emotional clearing, her mental clearing. She has a lot of fear in her life because of these spells and hexes. I am doing a fear clearing on her daily. I got the unlimited on that. I'm doing trauma because she's in trauma. And now she's in anxiety. I got that clearing for her. So I got like eight clearings that I'm doing for her to help her. And now you would say, Ron, should I get the dark side practitioner clearing? And I say, yeah, that could probably help you. So that's the way you need to look at the clearings. Just going in just for one clearing in particular to help somebody like that, that's so complicated. There's so much energy on it that, you know, you need to realize that it may not help. So hopefully you already have those clearings for your mother. If not, now you know what to do. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So the next question says, I have already bought the spirit barcode removal and the death barcode removal for myself. Can I use those for my cat for free, or do I need to purchase these barcode removals separately for my animals?
Okay, you can do your pets and animals for free. Yeah, that's no problem. If you do a clearing, you pay for one for yourself. You can do it for, you know, your pets and animals. And there's a lady who works with horses back east, and rescue horses in a sense, I believe, and she does the clearings that she has for herself on the horses that she receives, and it helps them out a lot. if you haven't done your pets and animals, well, then by all means, well, you're missing the boat. Everybody may have a dog or cat or something. Not that everybody has one, but, you know, definitely do that. So whatever you have done yourself, put that on your animal, especially if you got a rescue one. Some people, you know, like to go and rescue animals, and you know, and hopefully you don't have a dozen dogs in your house. But you know, if you do that, then those animals are in trauma. You lost their owner, number one, and then how many owners before that have they lost? So right away they're going to have all kinds of issues, and you're trying to befriend this dog or cat, and you know, right away what's going to pop up on them is the abandonment issue, probably. Person going to leave me? No. I think dogs may be more needy in a sense than cats. All cats want is food, you know, and then they take off basically most of the time. So they're waiting for their food. If you don't feed them, then they get upset with you, you know. So you don't feed them. I mean, you know. So anyway, back to you.
I just have to say my use of, we have the healing from you for cats or for animals, basically any animal, and you give a couple different types of healing, and we have it broken down into a short recording where it's just you counting. Lasts about 5 minutes. I'm sure most of our listeners have it now. I have this on my phone, and I've actually taken it to different pet shelters, the Humane Society or a different local pet shelter, and asked to visit cats or dogs. And in one place, they only let me visit the cat. And I played it, you know, I went around the room very slowly and played it several times for several of the cats, for all of the cats that were in the room. And there was a significant lot of them. And I saw them each kind of, you know, they were sleeping. They kind of look and they're interested, and they come to the front of the cage, and then they want to be pet. And I just hope that it helps them become more adoptable, if they're more friendly, more open. And I know it may appear that cats just want to be fed, but really I pay a lot of attention to my cats, and they just, you know, greet me when I come home, and they talk to me, and we have full conversations. It's delightful.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh. And, one of the cats that I have was abandoned, and then we got her from a place, and she was a little, like, you know, I could tell she had some abandonment issues when I first got her, and we brought her, you know, to a room where she could get used to our house by herself, and I played that healing for her, and she came out from behind the, you know, bureau or wherever she was hiding, and she looks at my phone, and she looks at me, and she looks at my phone, and all of a sudden, she's super friendly, and she just is a delightful cat. She can't wait for us to get home, and she's really, really sweet. So I would have to say that these feelings really do work. Animals really, really pick up on the energy. Is it helpful for us, like, let's say we see a YouTube video or a picture of an animal in a distressing situation, would it be beneficial for us to do our healings with the picture in front of the computer with a description of who these animals would be? Would the light beings be able to help them?
Only once in a while, probably. It's into the thing where people only want to do it continuously for animals, you know, and stuff, and it's not designed for that.
Okay.
So of the animal yourself, yeah.
Is the difference the connection that you have the healing and the animal is your animal?
Yeah, that's because it has your energy in it, or something on the YouTube or whatever is going to be different. And trying to find that energy and locate it is much harder.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know. Okay. I'm going to find another question here. Okay. Let's see here. this is, hi, Ron. I have not wanted to buy Timeline Crash, but, hold on a second, but kept having excuses not to buy it. Felt upset when I did purchase it 2 days ago. Interesting. But at last, just did my first crash for body temperature. I was able to sleep last night in flannel sheets. It says winter here in Oz. I'm not sure where that is. Coping with the change in temperature throughout the night. It was wonderful not to feel sick with overheating. Thank you. I think they're curious, and I'm curious, too, why they were resistant to do the Timeline Crash, even though it was beneficial for them.
Well, it could be antibody. It could be an alien in the body not wanting to get kicked out. You know, any of those things could be that. So I would say it's something coming in, talking to you, and not wanting you to do that. So that's what I would say it is. Some type of entity, alien entity, physical entity, not wanting to lose their home. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. But, hey, now you have it, so you can use it a lot. Congratulations. Okay, this is about the entity clearing question. They want a little more clarity. It says, this is a typical whole life clearing, meaning the layout is like it clears your whole life, or you can clear by the situation. So to do the extended time clearing for 32 hours, do we write something in the specific incident? If so, can you give an example, like gambling issues, something like that?
Well, you need to first purchase the whole lifetime clearing. So when you do that, you don't put anything in the specific incident box because you're clearing your whole life. And that incident that you're thinking about should be released from you automatically when you do your whole lifetime one. And from there, to stay current, you can do, you know, the unlimited version after that. Pay for that so you're current with that issue. So you don't fill out anything at all in that incident box. You do your whole lifetime one and just stay current, like I said, then you put your issue in there. The issue could be anything, you know, the awful phone call that you got from somebody. It could be you hurt yourself and you're in pain. Oh, you'd probably want to go into, you know, your whole lifetime pain clearing if you have pain, you know, current pain. And then you may want to do something else, maybe, you know, trauma. Maybe you're beating yourself up, so now you got that you betrayed yourself. So all different things like that could be happening. But you get the unlimited to stay current. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah. So then I'm not sure how many minutes 32 hours is. I'd have to figure it out. But, yeah, so then once they buy the unlimited version of the entity clearing, then in the specific box they would type in the issue of the entities that they think are attracted, like let's say it is a gambling entity. And then you would set up the minute for how, you know, to cover the 32 hours or whatever. And then I guess if you feel you need more, you can always do more.
Okay.
All right. This is about the New Earth transport clearing. I'm sorry.
I think it's time to get off here.
I think so. We're going to wait for this question.
So, better to the mind of heart drop. So here we go, everybody. So, mind of heart drop, you need to command your spirit out loud. Here's what we do. So we say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. and we count from 10 to 1 backwards to put you in peace. We have no thoughts, and you can tell that because you can't think during this process here after you do it. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle and ladies behind the scenes, and thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.